Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to be looking at straightness within the dressage scales of training. Now on the surface, straightness sounds very simple. So you want your horse to be able to walk, trot, and canter in a straight line. But as with everything in dressage, it's not as simple or as straightforward as it first seems. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at straightness within the dressage scales of training. We're going to look at why straightness is important, the two types of straightness, and how to go about achieving straightness. So to kickstart us off, let's first recap the dressage scales of training. So the training scales are usually depicted as a pyramid, and it encompasses six scales in total. And each of these scales is designed to be approached in a set order. So you start with rhythm at scale one, and then suppleness at scale two, contact at scale three, impulsion at scale 4, straightness at scale 5, and collection at scale 6. And each of those scales are designed to build upon the next. So overall, the scales provide a systematic and a logical framework for training the dressage horse. And when they're used correctly, they create an equine athlete that moves in perfect balance and harmony with its rider, and it makes the most of the paces that they naturally possess. So that's an introduction into the scales. Now let's look at straightness within the scales of training. So straightness is the fifth and penultimate scale. It's topped only by collection at scale 6. Now you would assume that straightness would be something to teach the horse as soon as possible, and therefore for it to appear further down the pyramid with the other foundational scales. And to some extent, you would be right, because although straightness is fifth in the training scales, it's actually quite integral to achieving the earlier scales. So in other words, all of these scales are interlinked, and this is probably the most obvious example. Because for the horse to work in a good rhythm, which is scale 1, to swing through a supple back, which is scale 2, into an elastic and even contact, scale 3, with active hindquarters, which is scale 4, in order to achieve all of that, there must be at least a basic level of straightness. But only once those first four scales are established, can you then work on refining the fifth training scale of straightness. So although straightness may not be a major priority in the earlier scales, you do need to pay attention to it from the word go. Because straightening natural crookedness takes months and years of persistent work, and although you may not be able to achieve it until the horse is relatively advanced in training terms, you will need to work on it as an underlying issue pretty much as soon as your basic controls are established. So that covers straightness within the scales of training. Let's now move on to discuss, why is straightness important? Well, all horses are born crooked, in the same way that you are right or left-handed. Now, when left to their own devices, horses will always move in the way that is the easiest and most comfortable for them, therefore constantly contributing to and exacerbating their own asymmetry and crookedness. In other words, their strongest muscles will continue to get stronger, and their weaker muscles will continue to get weaker. Now, through straightening, we're essentially trying to make our horses ambidextrous. And here are two of the main reasons why we want to do this. So the first reason is to promote soundness and longevity. So by developing an even weight distribution on both sides of the horse, we promote equal wear and tear of the muscles, tendons, joints, and ligaments on both sides of the horse's body. And this therefore helps to keep the horse sound, it reduces the chance of injury, and it promotes a longer working life. Now, reason number two for straightness is to prepare the horse for collection, which is the final training scale. Because only a straight horse will be able to use both his hind legs equally and take an even weight in the contact. And this enables him to engage his hindquarters sufficiently under his body and transfer more of the weight carriage to them. This then lightens the forehand and achieves true collection. Without straightness, true collection is not possible. Now, before we move on to discuss the technicalities of straightness and how we go about achieving it, we first need to talk about some factors that contribute to our horse's natural asymmetry. Because in our constant quest for a straight horse, we must be aware of the many factors that can contribute to our horse's natural crookedness. And here's a list of a few of them. So the first one is where the horse is constantly pulling forage from a hay net in the same direction. And you can see how this works the muscles on one side of the horse's body, but not the other. Now, I do remember a study where they looked at the direction in which the horse pulls the hay out of the hay net in relation to where the hay net is hung in the stable. And what they found is that the horse is more likely to pull the hay out of the hay net in the direction of the stable door. And the reasoning behind this is because where the stable door is, this usually has a view into the centre of the yard, and this is where stuff is happening. So other horses are going past and people are doing things and there's activity. So the horse is always pulling the hay out of the hay net to look in that direction to keep an eye on what is going on. Now, where possible, it is recommended that you feed your horse from the floor. This is the most natural way for the horse to eat and it mimics his natural grazing position. However, if you do have to feed from a hay net, it may be a good idea to constantly move the hay net around the stable so that you encourage the horse to pull from the hay net in different directions. But that is just one factor that can contribute to your horse's asymmetry. Other factors include the following. So, conformational issues, past injuries, poor farriery and uneven hoof care, doing everything from one side of the horse, for example, leading, tacking up and mounting, uneven flocking of the saddle, uneven stirrup lengths, a crooked rider, working the horse on one rein more than the other, and also some stable vices, such as box walking in the same direction. Now, once you have gone about addressing and minimising the effects of these factors as much as physically possible, you can then go about improving your horse's straightness in the ridden work. So now let's dive into the technicalities of straightness. And we'll start by first clarifying exactly what is straightness. Well, the FEI, who are the international governing body for equestrian sport, defines straightness as the following. So they say that the horse is straight when its forehand is in line with his hindquarters, and that is when the longitudinal axis is in line with the straight or curved track that he is following. Now again, there are a few critical points in that definition that we want to break down further. So the first point is where the definition states that the horse's forehand is in line with his hind quarters. Now, the word straightness can be a bit misleading because a horse can be bending through his body but still be described as being straight. So a better word to use would be alignment. So the horse's forefeet must be aligned with the horse's hind feet on straight and curved lines. So for example, the horse's hind feet land in the hoof prints left by the horse's forefeet. And this is what it means in the definition, where it states that the forehand is in line with its hind quarters. Now, the second point that we want to pick out is where it says that the horse's longitudinal axis is in line with the straight or curved track that he is following. So to simplify that bit just a little, picture your horse's spine and line that up to the line that you are following. And that's essentially what this part of the definition means. Now, if you've been listening to these Scales of Training podcast episodes in order, then you'll remember that we covered longitudinal suppleness within Scale 2. And longitudinal suppleness refers to suppleness over the horse's back and top line. Now, in essence, what this means is that straightness and suppleness are tightly linked. So for the horse to be straight, he must also be supple and vice versa. So a supple horse can move his neck, his haunches, and his shoulders equally in both directions without resistance, and his whole body is loose and flexible. And this makes it easier for the horse to keep his longitudinal axis in line with the curved or the straight track that he is following, and therefore it's easier for him to stay straight. Okay, so now that we know what we're trying to achieve with straightness, we're now going to move on to talk about the two types of straightness, because this is where things get a little bit more complicated. So the two types of straightness are firstly absolute straightness, and then secondly functional straightness, and we're going to look at both of them individually. So first up, let's talk about absolute straightness. Now, basically, this is what we have just described in that definition, and it's what you are trying to achieve on a centerline. So you want your horse's spine to be totally aligned to the straight line in which you are riding, from the horse's head, along his neck, along his back, and into his hindquarters and tail, with no part of his body deviating off the line. Now, this is also the type of straightness that you are trying to achieve in the early days of your horse's training, whilst you are working on establishing the first four training scales of rhythm, suppleness, contact, and impulsion. Now, although this is a basic level of straightness, as anyone who has ever ridden a centerline in a dressage test can tell you, it's easier said than done, but basically that is your goal. We then move on to functional straightness. Now, this is a more advanced type of straightness, which is based on the fact that your horse's hips are wider than his shoulders. So functional straightness describes when you have moved the horse's shoulders slightly to the inside, so that the horse's inside hind leg tracks in line with the horse's inside front leg. Or, when you have moved the shoulders a little bit more to the inside and positioned the horse in shoulder four, so that his inside hind leg tracks between his two front legs. Now, both of these positions encourage the horse to narrow the tracking of his hind legs and enable him to step further underneath his centre of gravity with his inside hind leg, therefore making him functionally straight. Now, that might sound a little bit confusing, but don't worry, because we're now going to dig in the steps on how you go about achieving straightness. Now, firstly, it's important to remember that your horse's straightness is something that will be developed gradually over time through the use of circles and lateral exercises. But to help you out with it, here are three steps to straightness. So the first step, step number one, is to make sure that you're in alignment. So before we demand that our horses are straight, we must first make sure that we ourselves are straight. So ask yourself the following questions. Do you have equal weight in both stirrups and seat bones? When bending and turning, are you able to shift your weight to the inside without collapsing at the hip and or leaning inwards? And lastly, do your shirt buttons or your zipper on the front of your jacket line up with your horse's mane? In other words, do your shoulders match the angle of your horse's shoulders? Now, once you can answer yes to those questions, you can then move on to step two. And step two is that we're going to first straighten the front of the horse. So you must make sure that your horse's neck is aligned to the rest of your horse's spine. So your horse's neck must come directly out of his shoulders and conform uniformly to the straight or curved track that he is following. For example, if the horse has too much neck bend, then he will be misaligned. The horse's back will be unable to relax, and the energy from his hindquarters will be misdirected into the horse's outside shoulder, which will cause him to fall out. Now, the horse's neck is one of the most flexible parts of the horse, and it's also one of the most easiest to position. So you need to make sure that the neck is aligned to the rest of your horse's spine. And then once you've done that, you can move on to step three, which is where we're going to straighten the back of the horse. And we're going to break this section down into the beginner and the more advanced. So first up, the beginner. So for a basic level of absolute straightness, which is what you're aiming for at the beginning of your horse's training, you simply want your horse's hind feet to follow his front feet. So to achieve this, ride your horse forwards without rushing him, and ride from both legs equally into an even rein contact. Remember that a horse that is behind the leg and dawdling along is more likely to lose straightness. And when riding circles and turns, ensure that you are asking your horse to bend correctly, thereby maintaining his straightness and preventing him from leaning, from falling in, or from falling out. Now, once you've achieved this, and once you've progressed along in your training, you can then move on to the advanced section of straightening the back of the horse. And this comes back again to the fact that your horse's hips are wider than his shoulders. And this means that your horse is inclined to step outside of his centre of gravity with his hind legs, which can push him onto his forehand. So your goal as the rider is to encourage the horse's inside hind leg to step further underneath his centre of gravity, which is below where you are sitting in the saddle, and to encourage that leg to take more weight. Now, to achieve this, you need to move your horse's shoulder slightly to the inside to achieve that functional straightness that we described earlier. Now, it's important that you don't try to push the horse's quarters out to meet the shoulders. Always move the shoulders to meet the quarters. Now, this step is especially important in the canter, because unlike the walk and trot, canter brings an added complication to straightness. Because due to the natural canter sequence, the horse's spine is always predisposed to curling up towards the leading leg. And this is because the legs on the inside of the horse's body are always moving in advance of the legs on the outside of the horse's body. And this is why you often get judges comment that the horse is quarters in during canter. Now, to prevent this natural crookedness, canter should always be ridden with a slight feeling of shoulder fore. So what you're aiming to do is to move his shoulders to the inside so that either his inside hind leg is tracking directly behind his inside foreleg, or his inside hind leg is tracking between his two front legs. And this step makes the horse functionally straight. So rather than that inside hind leg tracking outwards, it now steps further underneath the horse's centre of gravity, it's able to take more weight, and it's able to help balance the horse. So to wrap this episode up, straightness is probably the most difficult of the skills to place in terms of the order. Because although straightness is far along in the list of training skills, it must be addressed as soon as possible, and a basic level of absolute straightness must be achieved, rather than simply ignoring it during the earlier stages of training. But as the training progresses, and once those other skills are established, the horse's straightness can then be refined. Now remember that the horse is naturally crooked, and without constant monitoring, this crookedness will reassert itself, in the same way that you will always favour your right hand if you are right-handed, so will your horse. Now, if you are to complete the scales and achieve the ultimate goal of dressage training, which is the ability to collect, then straightness is essential. Now, if the horse is not straight, he will not be able to redistribute the weight carriage more towards the haunches, and he will not be able to lighten and mobilise the forehand, removing that excess weight from the more vulnerable front legs, and promote health and soundness. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.